Yeah, this is Dr. Shelley Epstein dictating independent medical evaluation. North Shore Psychiatric Consultants address is 180 East Main Street, Suite 302, Smithtown, New York, 11787. This is an independent medical evaluation on Stephanie Micucci, M-I-C-U-C-C-I. Date of the accident, 8-20-2022. Stephanie Micucci is a 61-year-old female who resides alone. She's employed full-time as an accountant. She reports working over 30 years with our current group. She suffered a motor vehicle accident on 8-20-2022. She states she was stopped at a light and was hit from behind. She had no other passengers in her car. She was not working that day. Her recall is that someone else called 911 for her. And that she was discouraged to seek help by professionals in the area, allegedly. But she held fast, and due to elevated blood pressure of 177 over 111, her request was honored. She said one of the other people at the scene of the accident suffered a seizure. And she felt relieved when the police arranged for her to go to Stony Brook University Hospital. A patient denies any past episodes of brain trauma or concussions. She does admit to a past history of anxiety and depressive symptoms, and reports being on paroxetine 40 milligrams daily for approximately 15 years. She was receiving the prescription most recently from her internist and is interested in specialty care resuming. She apparently has been struggling with some mood symptoms since the accident. She reports some crying spells, episodes of sadness, periods of irritability, increased sleep at times, some nightmares periodically, and bouts of anhedonia. She was evaluated most recently by hold on, I'm looking it up. by Sherlon Serrett, Serrett, LCSW, who reports that she's being treated for post-traumatic stress disorder. She was also seen by at the Timothy Groff's office. For assessment, seen by Melissa Hellebrecht, Hillebrecht, PSYD, who shared some of the patient's emotional concerns. They also felt the patient may be suffering with post-traumatic stress disorder. Okay, past psychiatric history, paroxetine as above, denies inpatient psychiatric treatment or any history of suicide attempts. Social history, she is divorced after 5 years of marriage at the age of 21. She's married to her second husband for 30 years and divorced in 2020. Both parents are deceased, as well as her sister. Her brother is 71 years old. She feels that her PTSD symptoms have significantly worsened since as time's gone on, since the initial insult. She reports anxiety with driving, and at times feels weak. She also reports a lack of motivation for things that she previously found enjoyable. A mental status exam, she's casually dressed with fluent speech, good eye contact, sarcastic at times, mood varies between irritable, depressed, and humorous. Reports decreased sleep, variable appetite, easily overwhelmed, and lacking motivation. On mental status exam, she looks her stated. She looks younger than her stated age. Speech is fluent. Affect congruent to mood. Mood is dysphoric and irritable. She's alert and oriented to person, place, and time. Insight and judgment limited. No auditory visual hallucinations, no suicide or homicidal ideation. Paranoia. Impression. Both outpatient evaluators felt patient meets criteria for post-traumatic stress disorder. I also think adjustment disorder with depressed and anxious mood could be considered. My recommendation for treatment is continued psychotherapy on a weekly basis. I would also consider a medication change as paroxetine is at the maximum dose. She seems to be having a fair amount of breakthrough symptoms despite being on her duloxetine. We'd consider venlafaxine, sertraline, both of which have good track records for trauma-related symptomatology. She should be seeing a medication assessor on a monthly basis. I recommend following these outpatient treatments for 6 to 9 months prior to a reevaluation, as improvement can take that long. Should you have any further questions, please do not hesitate to ask. Thank you.